This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, a lineupmedia.fm production, and we are back again for the first time.
It's not my fault.
It's like 3 weeks.
3 weeks hiatus is the longest hiatus we've had.
Probably is, I would say.
Since
the bringing on of
Armand.
Since
the inception of the show, Surreal Talk.
Let me see when we released our last show. It was like 8 years ago.
Yeah, it was probably 8 years ago.
What was our last show about? Anybody remember?
No.
Loading up now. I don't know.
Eric's wearing the shirt that I won on the voicemail contest a long time ago.
Dope. Last one was their About Time show. It's About Time.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, fuck. That was a long time
ago. It was released on September 2nd. So it's been 16 days since our last release, but it's been 3 weeks in studio.
Three studio weeks.
Wow.
Anyway, we were gone for a
long time. How many suicides do you think have occurred?
Clinton related or otherwise?
No, without us. You know,
oh, fuck.
From
hundreds of
withdrawals,
thousands, I would say.
Like yeah. Valentino when he died.
Well, there's only like 20-something people on here right now, so I got to figure at least 10, 15 people
yeah,
died.
Yeah, I think we've lost some of our audience.
Yeah. People are tired and sad.
Unfortunately, I think we're probably all going to agree on this subject. I think we all have the same point of view, don't you?
On the war on drugs, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. There's some.
I'm against it.
You're against drugs or the war on drugs?
I'm against the war on drugs, absolutely.
Well,
we need Ocho, man. He's the Mr., you know.
He's for the war on drugs?
No, he's the one that wants to ban them all.
Ban all the drugs.
Remember, he's got some weird, as usual, he's got some warped, inconsistent position. Pot's okay, maybe even cocaine, but not heroin or what he would consider, strong drugs.
Yeah, the tough drugs, hard man.
Drugs.
The ones he's never tried,
yeah.
Never bothered with.
AFB, do I know you?
Which anyway. Which defeats his own argument, because that's what I say, you know. You're not going to get addicted to that's the argument, you know. If you make them legal, everybody's going to use them. Well, horse shit.
Yeah, that's pretty
that's
much
not
horse
true.
Shit.
But what's your argument on that?
My
they're
argument
not
is make them legal, and you know, whoever's going to be an addict is going to be an addict.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if they're legal or not.
Do you think that people that would not have been addicts would become addicts?
No,
so
I do
you
not.
Don't think the drug has anything to do with it. Okay,
I don't
that,
think
that's interesting.
No, I don't think the legality of the drug has anything to do with how many people are.
That's proven pretty much.
Yeah, that's why they told us forever that they don't want to make marijuana illegal because it's a gateway drug.
The gateway drug thing one of the most bullshit things ever?
That's what I'm saying.
Dare quietly removed marijuana from their gateway drug list.
When was Dare incepted? 83, was it?
I got tons of shit on Dare, but I know in 2009 is when they totally redid everything in Dare and they did the Keeping It Real campaign.
Oh, she's like, well, we were probably a little bit harsh on the whole weed thing, but cocaine's still bad.
But it was all made illegal in 1936?
I got a really good timeline.
You have
we'll
a timeline?
Up your timeline
okay,
there.
Let's hear it. Let's see.
I'm getting to it.
Because it was in the 30s. I know that.
Well, Anslinger, he did his original prohibition of weed, I believe, in what, 31? Let me find that here.
Well, let's see. It's smoking. Well, here are the facts. Want to read the facts?
Oh,
yeah,
no,
read the
no,
facts.
No, no,
we have the
facts.
Damn sheet right in front of it. I don't see anything about
it. Well, I have about 9,000 tabs open here.
Oh.
So.
Right, me too, dude. Just a bunch. I'm trying to sort through them.
Yeah. Could have been a little more prepared, Eric. This
I was
all
hey,
your fault.
I was on a call until 3 minutes before we went live, you fucker.
I'm just fucking with you.
Hey, no dissension here.
Oh, all dissension all
been
the
on
time.
Is this
that's
missing?
That's what the show is.
Not yet.
Yeah, we don't need exact dates. The point is, actually, drugs were never even really a big deal until the late 1800s.
We want the truth, not the facts.
Yeah, it was 1890 or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, people started using opium kind of heavily, cocaine heavily.
It was Coca-Cola.
Cocaine,
was
sure. But
Pemberton.
If you remember in the 1800s, it was really prevalent in places like San Francisco, for instance. Any of the gold towns were opium dens.
Prevalent.
Yeah,
it's prevalent.
Prevalent. It's the same
prevalent.
Thing.
No,
that's
unacceptable.
Like an I.
It prevails. It's prevailing. Prevalent.
No,
prevalent.
It's unacceptable.
There would be an I in there, though.
I don't agree to disagree.
No, you're
any
wrong.
Which way.
I found the timeline.
Great. We'll go there in a minute. But opium dens.
Okay.
Real big deal back in the day. That was one
of
the
Asia, you know, well, which opium wars.
The Opium Exclusion Act of 1909 banned possession, importation, and the use of opium for smoking. However, opium could still be used as medication. It was the first federal law to ban a non-medical use of a substance.
And a lot of people think that was anti-Chinese.
I think it probably was.
Was this before or after the railroads?
After.
Well, the British went to war with them over the opium trade.
The opium wars, yeah.
A couple of them. There were a couple of those.
Let's see your timeline here.
5 years after that, in 1914, the Congress passed the Harrison Act, which regulated tax production, importation, and distribution of opiates and cocaine.
Well, see, I mean, that to me, I hate taxation too, but you would think that's what the government would do. These days, you know,
tax
you make
shit.
It legal and tax it, right, and regulate it.
I watched a video today where politicians were discussing this exactly right. We're out of things we can make money on. What's the next thing we can make money on is the sale and taxation of weed. Well, first we got to make it legal, or drugs in general. First we got to make them legal,
right?
No problem. Then we'll get our money. It's all about money with these motherfuckers.
Every bit of it.
And the biggest smoking gun for me is Illinois, the way they've handled the way marijuana is becoming legal in Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
Is that you can possess up to an ounce of it. That's shitty, but whatever. It's not completely legal, in my opinion, if you're putting an amount on that. But you can't grow it at home.
You can't grow it.
You cannot grow your own marijuana in Illinois. You have to go buy it from one of their licensed dispensaries.
Any money if you grow
exactly.
it.
Exactly. It's bullshit. It's not legalizing. It's legalizing these people to make money off of it. And stopping, which is a good thing, is arresting people for possession and use of it.
That's a good thing?
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Stopping arresting people for it?
You should not be arresting people for possessing drugs, period.
Marijuana. Well, I thought you said, I think I misunderstood. I thought you said stopping and arresting people for using it.
No, stopping the arrest of people
okay.
for you. Sorry.
I misunderstood.
No worries.
You said that? Are you kidding?
Okay, now, yeah. I do still feel like they should be, as much as it's going to it would fuck me over, I really still feel like that they should pull you over if they think you're super high. Or if you're high, you could get a DUI.
Not everybody can drive high.
Exactly. I'm not entirely against that.
I've seen people drive drunk. I'm not advocating.
I'm not the best driver, period.
What do you think about those checkpoints, though? How about those checkpoints?
Fuck those unconstitutional checkpoints.
Absolutely.
Fuck that shit.
But they do those.
Yeah, they do, but you don't have to do anything at all. You just stare, roll your window up, show your ID to the window.
Yeah, what if you drive right through it, though?
Well, and then you can't because they consider that disobeying a lawful order, which is to stop.
Right, I think you're in trouble.
You guys want to hear a quote from Harry Anslinger about the reasons to outlaw marijuana?
Well, of course I do.
This is from excerpted from Drug Crazy, Random House book.
Excerpted.
What did I say?
You said
excerpted.
Fucked on his fucking pronunciation today.
I had a lot of weed at lunch. Any which way, quoted,
okay.
Reefer makes darkies think they're as good as white men.
Who are darkies?
Yeah, well, you know, it's hard to figure out.
I would think he's referring to African Americans.
Well, then now I can understand banning it for that reason. Sure, that makes sense.
Yeah, the primary reason to outlaw marijuana is its effect on the degenerate races. Continuing on.
Wow.
Most are Negroes, Hispanics, Filipinos, and entertainers. Their satanic music.
Entertainers.
Their satanic music, jazz, and swing result from marijuana use. So jazz
that
and
may
swing,
be true.
I could see that.
Those sure. all came from. Well, good. Because not all jazz music's bad. If you're feeling
it. Well, do have this jazz music.
And I'll prove it. I can't play jazz music and I don't get high. Therefore, ergo. If I got high, I could play jazz music.
I don't know if that's how it works, but I don't know enough about it to disprove you.
So. I think that's lack of causality. That's a logical fallacy.
The end of this quote ends with, "This marijuana causes white women to seek sexual relations with Negroes, entertainers, and any others."
Entertainers? What's with that?
So this guy's main problems was that white women will want to be with black men.
And entertainers.
And it makes black people think they're as good as white people.
I was talking to a security guard in Atlantic City. Remember me telling you this? This dude was 6'5", 290, fuck. And I'm just
scary guy.
Oh, big scary guy. I'm talking to him about.
He beat the shit right out of me.
Oh, he beat shit out of all three of us at one time. Anyways, I'm telling him about my podcast and shit, and he's asking us if we ever talk about just different shit. And I said, well, we actually did do a show on systemic racism, kind of hashtag white privilege or whatever. And he's like, well, what do you know about that? And I started talking to him, and I was telling him about what they said about how to make people want to have sex because he was. Black. I don't know if I mentioned that. Okay.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, shit, bring on the weed. I'll start giving it out to every woman I see. We're dying laughing, dude.
That's great.
That was good.
Anyway, your timeline. Carry on. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. okay, yeah. So alcohol prohibition laws quickly followed in 1919, the 18th Amendment, which banned it all, transportation, manufacture, any intoxicating liquor. So the prohibition era you know, ushered in. And then 1933, the 21st Amendment ratified it, overturning the 18th.
And repeal.
So, yeah.
Yes.
In 1937, the Marijuana Tax Act was passed. The federal law placed a tax on the sale of cannabis.
Which is the horse shittiest thing ever.
Why is that, Everett?
Because the marijuana tax created a marijuana stamp, a single
which
tax
is the
stamp.
Only way you could buy the marijuana was with a tax
buyer seller
pot
right.
stamp.
And there was only one of them. They only created one of them. It was not for, you couldn't buy it. So while it was legal, if you had the stamp, nobody could get it.
Nobody could do
That's
it.
That's an interesting law there. Yeah.
The act. Who's yelling?
I don't know. I'm guessing John.
Is that out
Sounds
there?
Like Ocho Man.
Sorry, man. The act was introduced by Republican Robert L. Doughton of North Carolina and was drafted by Harry Anslinger. While the law didn't criminalize the possession of or use of marijuana, it included hefty penalties if taxes weren't paid, including a fine of up to $2,000 and 5 years in prison, which I assume was probably a fuckload in 1937. $2,000?
Yeah, probably. It's like
$2,000's
grand.
A fuckload now.
Probably like $50,000 now.
I got caught with pot. I got arrested with marijuana before and paraphernalia for
which is
the
getting
marijuana.
Ready to go away, right? Your pot.
As soon as it becomes legal, that'll be off my record. Yeah, but it was just. And actually, the cannabis isn't on there anyway. So that no, I'm not actually. I just realized that I'm still fucked because
your only thing is the paraphernalia.
The only
charge.
Thing is they're getting off of there is the pot, the cannabis charge. So the paraphernalia will still stay.
Is that still illegal?
Drug paraphernalia?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't like discriminate. Pipe? It doesn't. They described it. I think I've said it on here before.
Tobacco use only.
A metal cylindrical object that Mr. Hicks used to inhale cannabis into his body, causing a euphoric effect.
Well, you're a felon. You weren't guilty.
Pinch hitter, have her.
That's, yeah. Ooh, I had a one hitter.
I'd have given you 25 to life. Preferably life.
The CSA outlines five schedules used to classify drugs based on their medical application.
Great, I
want to
get into these
abuse.
Schedules of narcotics here.
Well, you know, all this began with the stupid progressive era. And I'm talking about like the, you know, late 1800s, Carry Nation interacts. Telling us,
Eric,
know,
these guys,
all these church
These people
nuts.
These days are like militant progressives is what they are.
That's yeah. what, well, it got out of hand. I mean, they, what we have to do to make ourselves a nice, clean... Well, well-behaved country.
So Schedule I drugs are like, I guess, just like the most dangerous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're supposed
right.
to be the worst of the yeah. worst with very little evidence of medical benefits. So we have on Schedule I, marijuana, LSD, heroin, MDMA, which is ecstasy. And there's a couple more, but those are like the main.
Peyote, which is mescaline. Methaqualone, which I don't know.
That's a quaalude.
Quaalude?
Methamphetamine.
Yeah.
Oh, quaalude.
Quaalude.
Okay. Those are your Schedule I's there.
Wait, methamphetamine is not a it's not a Schedule One?
It is.
Okay. But marijuana is the most interesting one of those. Although, like, I feel like heroin should definitely still be a Schedule One. LSD maybe should be. But it has medical benefits because they're giving that shit. And even MDMA, yeah. they're giving that stuff to, like, soldiers.
I'm not seeing psilocybin PTSD. Any of its derivatives up there either.
LSD?
LSD and MDMA, they're giving it to soldiers that have PTSD, and it's actually helping them. And they're doing it with mushrooms,
so,
too, actually.
Schedule I is defined, though, as substances in the schedule have no currently accepted medical use in the United States, a lack of accepted safety for use under medical supervision, and a high potential for abuse. So that's kind of outdated. Marijuana is definitely accepted medically in America.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you
CBD is legal. Yeah. So Schedule II is substances have a high potential for abuse, which may lead to severe psychological or physical dependence. Schedule II narcotics include... Hydromorphone, which is Dilaudid.
Yeah.
Methadone.
Which is methadone.
Which
Dolophine,
is
methadone. Or Dolophine.
No, that's the trade name, yeah.
I thought that was...
Demerol, which is meperidine.
Meperidine,
okay. Yeah. Oxycodone, which is Oxycontin.
Percocet.
Fentanyl, which everybody knows about that. Sublimaze or Duragesin.
That'll kill you.
morphine, opium, codeine, hydrocodone. Some stimulants, which are class 2N. Which are amphetamines, methamphetamines. Okay, so I was wrong about methamphetamine.
Adderall.
Desoxin? You ever heard of that?
Desoxin. What is that?
That's methamphetamine. That's just what they're calling is desoxin. Methylphenidate, which is Ritalin.
Ritalin,
yeah. Okay, yeah.
They're
so
all
that's
same
essentially
class,
the exact same
yeah.
thing, yeah.
Other ones include amobarbital.
Barbiturates.
Right.
Glutamide and pentobarbital.
I think they use that.
Come on, Doc. What is it?
Well, I know phenobarb is used as an anti-convulsant, anti-epileptic drug.
Pentobarb is five barbitals.
It is pentobarbital.
Yes, that's five
of
them.
It's a barbiturate.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew that. And it slows the activity of your brain and nervous system. It's the devil's barbiturate. Short-term sedative as to treat insomnia to cause you to fall asleep for surgery. Phenobarbital is an emergency treatment for seizures.
Right. It's
interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Schedule threes have abuse of less than substances in one or two and have low physical dependence or
high psychological. Wait, who made the scale here? Because I want to know who the fuck said what is
more.
All
right. So here's how this is. Title 21, Code of Federal Regulations is what it is. So it's federal regulations here. Stuff in level three is
I think aren't steroids
Tylenol with codeine, so anything with codeine more than 90 milligrams per dosage units. Buprenorphine,
buprenorphine, that's Suboxone.
Suboxone, yeah, that's it. Yeah,
Let's see, benzphetamine, you should be reading these, Armand, because I suck. Ketamine,
yeah. That's an anesthetic.
That's tranquilizer, right?
Yeah, they use a ketamine, yeah.
Phendimetrazine, anabolic steroids such as Depo and testosterone. Yep.
Those are what? Schedule 3?
Depo, right?
Yeah, Depo.
Controlled substance.
Let's see.
Armand would know.
Schedule 4 have low potential for abuse relative to Schedule 3.
Not lately.
This is fucking crazy. Alprazolam, which is Xanax.
Yeah, that's Xanax, yeah.
Let's see how many you know, Eric.
All right.
Carisoprodol.
Carisoprodol is Soma.
Yep.
That's a clonazepam.
Muscle relaxer. Clonazepam is clonopin.
Clonopin, right. Yeah. Chlorazepate.
Sounds like another benzodiazepine.
Trangzine.
It is. Yeah. Trangzine. That's
trazodone. Yeah, it's chlorazepate is trangzine.
Oh.
Diazepam.
Which is volume.
Volume, yeah. Yep. Lorazepam.
Ativan.
Right.
Very good.
Midazolam.
Midazolam.
Midazolam, okay. Yeah.
Versed,
okay.
That's a.
I've never been much for these
Twilight,
type of pills.
Sleep.
These are all Schedule anesthetic. 4, by the way. Schedule 4.
Them Xanax will fuck your life up.
Yeah. Let's see. Temazepam, which is Restorol.
I don't use it, but yeah, Restorol.
Triazolam, which is Halcyon or Halcyon.
Halcyon.
That's another anesthetic. Yeah. That's a sleeping. Yeah. You know, put you to sleep, Halcyon.
So Schedule 5, which is the last one. Cough preparations not containing more than 200 milligrams of codeine.
Sudafed, illegal.
So just hardcore fucking things that have little bits of like
Tylenol 3, Tylenol 4, liquid cough medicine, right, liquid Vicodin.
That's amazing. You knew all those pills.
Yeah, so you know more than I do.
And you didn't even
use
touch
them.
On
yeah.
the opiates.
I don't prescribe them. I don't use them.
Well, they didn't have much of the opiates on there. Like, which opiates are you talking about?
I don't know. I can tell
those were Schedule 2s, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Like your oxycodone, your Percocet.
I told
fentanyl.
You about all those, too.
Yeah, that's true. Morphine, opium, codeine, hydrocodone. I don't know. I find it weird, though, that like marijuana is a level 1, Schedule 1, and Xanax
it's the devil.
Is a 4.
It's fucked up. It's really fucked up.
Like, can't you get, like, it's proven you can get hooked on Xanax, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Who's ever got hooked on weed other than be like, man, I just really want to get high. I'm supposed to smoke some weed.
I've read.
Chill out.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's that?
I've read. Chat stopped in the video.
Conflicting.
What?
Reports on whether actually marijuana is actually addictive.
I don't know. I fucking like getting high, though. I mean, it is what it is.
Well, that's what they're saying, you know, that euphoric feeling is addicting.
Is addicting?
Which is okay. I don't know. I don't. A lot of good things.
Do you do anything euphoric? Do you do any? Because you don't drink. You don't do any drugs. Sex is your euphoria.
Yeah. Lifting weights.
Would you say you're addicted to sex?
No.
Honestly. No. Be honest.
No.
Well, so you could never have it again. You'd be completely fine with it.
Is that how you define addiction, though?
I don't know. Because that's what people say. Like, hey,
I don't have withdrawal if I don't have it.
Could you quit today? Hey, could you quit today, Armand? Could you quit today?
Could you quit sex?
Not forever. No, I don't think I could.
Okay, then you're fucking addicted.
I don't think that's addicted, though.
Then you're fucking addicted.
That's addiction is whatever you need it for your life to continue on normal.
I don't have withdrawal or it doesn't affect me.
You do. It's just the symptoms thing, are masturbation.
Well, the same thing goes for carrot cake. I don't know what's the, you know, am I addicted to...
Could you quit carrot cake today?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I'm addicted to like
I think I quit
bread.
Sex first.
Lately.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'd rather have the carrot cake.
Carrot cake is good.
That's what an old man does. Donuts.
Yeah, I just... Schedule fritters. 1 versus Schedule 4.
I didn't see nicotine anywhere on there. I didn't see alcohol anywhere on there.
Caffeine.
I didn't see caffeine anywhere on there. I'm sure it's. I'm sure they're all fucking highly illegal, though.
Anyway, I think it's pretty obvious that this is basically arbitrary government deciding things that have really no rhyme or reason.
Well, it's other people going for moral reasons, what they claim to be moral reasons.
Yeah, it's morality, of course. Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what the whole progressive movement was.
Right.
Protecting us from ourselves and telling us how to live a nice, clean Christian life.
So I watched some British progressive this morning talking about.
Okay.
Some of
the worst.
He had an argument against drugs, and only a minute long.
Okay, what was his
argument? It was a pretty well. It was just the fact that people think drugs should be completely legal and it's anybody should be able to do whatever they want. But there are more victims to drug abuse than just the person taking the drugs. So what about your family? Even if you're a lonely person, you don't have a family.
That's not the point.
What's the point?
The point is they're going to do it anyway.
But as a responsible society, we can curb the ability for people to, you know, have that influence on the family.
Can we though?
I think it's wrong. That's right. I disagree with that.
Regardless of whether
prohibition proved that that's not true.
Can we do?
Fair enough.
No.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying that was his argument. You know, right. you have lots more victims than just yourself. Your parents will have to foot the bill for you. Your children might have to foot the bill for you.
That was the argument for.
Right, but you're not the only person that it affects.
But I would say, okay, what's more harmful? Being a drug addict and it's illegal, so it's not the drug per se, it's actually illegality. If it were legal, I mean, because we all know there's a ton of alcoholics out there. Mm-hmm. They're leading reasonably normal lives. They have a job.
That's
true.
They
get back and forth to work.
They're functioning.
They're functional. And you can be a functional heroin addict, if you ask me.
You can.
But to get the drug, if it's illegal, it's the illegality that's really hurting people.
Well, that's right. That's the
risk.
You're
going to jail. You're hitting people. You're beating up old ladies to get their Social Security check. That's what hurts everybody. If you needed heroin... Yeah, I'm looking right at you, buddy.
Oh, okay. I think so.
Yeah, I think you're an exemplary example.
With it being illegal, too, there's...
we'll beat up young ladies.
I know some people who... Would, you know, like, you ever hear that song by Neil Young? What was it? Needle and the Damage Done?
I don't think so.
It's about heroin and, like, everybody in his band was addicted to heroin and he lost them and, you know, people he loved. There was a line about people not understanding what it's like to milk blood to keep from running out. Mm-hmm. What they're saying is rob from the people you love to make sure you don't run out of drugs. Yeah. You know what I mean?
We all saw Trainspotting.
I have not seen Trainspotting.
Well, see it.
It's really good.
He said, we all saw Trainspotting. Me and you're both like, yeah, we didn't see that.
Yeah, no.
I mean, you should.
I'm highly aware of it. There was a sequel. It had a fucking Obi-Wan.
It wasn't as good. Yeah, Trainspotting's better.
All right, so past the schedules, we're going to bring us up to date a little bit to 1971 when Nixon officially declared a war on drugs, stating that the drug abuse was... And I quote, public enemy number one.
Drug abuse as public enemy number one.
Rise and
is that Henry Kissinger?
No, I'm doing a bad
that's
Nixon.
That's his Nixon.
That's my bad Nixon.
I know who it is. Not that
Henry
bad.
Kissinger.
He's acting up by his jowls moving. They move just like.
Was the Kissinger.
He's got the jowls. Very, very good.
Thank you. I've worked on these jowls.
It's taken a long time. Not as long as you thought.
Not as long as you think. Yeah, there's a lot of cupcakes. You know, more cupcakes you pack in, the better.
I still, but isn't that what the crux of this whole argument is? If you make... My argument is this: if you make it legal, I don't think the rate of addiction is going to rise
or fall.
Man, I don't think it'll fall either. But I think if you make them available to these people, which they basically do, you know, these homeless people are getting needles. They make it as easy as they can.
Well, they'll share them if they can.
Yeah, but we don't want that.
Well, we don't want that.
But if you make it available to them and it's not treated as an addiction or something illegal, a criminal act.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, it's a sickness, and you can get treated. But if you don't want to be treated,
so you don't want legalization. You want decriminalization, then.
Well,
you don't want.
What's the difference? You have to define the difference to me.
We talked about this
between
earlier.
Illegal and decriminal.
Yeah,
it's still illegal whenever it's decriminalized. They're just not handing out stiff punishments.
It's still banned. It's still.
I don't know. Legalize.
Legalize. Okay.
Absolutely.
Not decriminalized.
You can walk into a store, you give a pharmacy, I want my heroin, please.
It's decriminalized.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Well, hell
there
yeah.
You go.
No, that's fine, too. But it's in my town, in Wood River, it's decriminalized. So, like, I can be walking down the street and.
In Illinois, it's decriminalized.
I could, you know, cop could say, hey, come here, motherfucker, empty your pockets, whatever, regardless of that being wrong.
Yeah.
I did. Here's, you know, 3 grams of pot.
Right.
I don't go to jail.
But what about.
You don't go to jail for that.
What about an ounce? You got a whole ounce of
pot. There is 10 grams.
There's a limit, right? There is a limit.
Yeah, there is a limit, but that's the decriminalization.
10 grams is the limit.
10 grams is the limit.
For personal possession.
Well, you would also
at your home, I believe you can have 30, right?
I don't think so.
No? I thought so. Anyway.
So there's a limit, though.
Yeah. But still illegal to sell.
But they're going after the dealers.
Still illegal to sell.
Which you would get rid of immediately if it was legal.
Exactly.
You wouldn't need dealers.
Well, think about, you know what? Here's my argument.
You wouldn't need cartels either.
Do you realize how... resourceful some of these people that you guys call drug dealers are?
Absolutely.
So can you imagine having them in the public sector versus the black market? Okay, so make this shit legal. Give these motherfuckers a job and watch them excel beyond what you would ever think anyone could do.
Why do you want to give them a job? You don't need them to get...
They could do the same job they've been doing, selling drugs.
Why do you need that, though? You think there's going to... I mean,
what
once pot
is... Once you legalize it, now they have a legitimate lifestyle. These people that you're making a fucking
felon... I'm going to make
felon.
A criminal anyway.
You are making
Let them be
them
out
felon.
Of work. I don't care about that. I don't...
I understand that, but I'm saying
because that's
help
all,
the
that
workforce.
Defeats, but that defeats
Pay
the purpose.
Taxes. help the workforce, pay the taxes. They're a tax-paying fucking citizen. They're a productive member of society now.
Yeah, but I'm not sure why you need that. I mean, look at pot. I mean, the dispensaries are not using drug dealers to dispense them.
Not.
They're actually using, you know, people that know how to grow pot and grow it. Ideally, what you want is uniformity. That's what you don't want. That's what's killing people is fentanyl and, you know, this fentanyl-laced
opioids. You never know what it's cut with.
Exactly. That's the problem. If it were legal and it had to be regulated, you can't sell that
shit. That's the problem with marijuana,
though. Nobody would be dumb enough to go to a dealer.
Is that, one, not every strain of marijuana is equal.
Sure. It's like 3 or 4 times more potent than it was in the, maybe even 30 times.
Right. Well, even these days, you could have one strain that is high in THC, low in CBD, or the reverse, high in CBD and low in THC.
Or you could have a company that gets the ratios exactly correct.
Like pure ratios. But there's also the problem with this. On the same exact plant, not all buds are created equal of marijuana.
Right,
the buds on top would be better in your side little shit buds. You know, be more potent.
That's why you hang them upside down.
That's just, don't ever listen to Eric when it comes to marijuana plants. Please, God. But speaking of Nixon, though, I found some interesting shit from one of Nixon's top advisors, which was John Ehrlichman. That's what I said, John Ehrlichman. He says the Nixon campaign, it's 1968, the Nixon White House after that had two enemies.
This was from an interview he did in 1994.
Right.
So this was way after Nixon, you know. So yeah, fuck it, I'll talk about it, you know.
They had two enemies, the anti-war left, your hippies, and black people.
Uh-oh, and entertainers.
He says, you understand what I'm saying? We knew we couldn't make it illegal to be either against, or talking about marijuana, to be against the war or, sorry. You couldn't make it illegal to be against the war or black. What they wanted to be, if you're against the war, to be illegal, or if you're black, that's just illegal too. But by getting the public to associate the hippies with marijuana and the blacks with heroin, and then by criminalizing both heavily, we could disrupt those communities. We could arrest their leaders, raid their homes, break up their meetings, and vilify them night after night on the evening news. Did we know we were lying about the drugs? Of course we did. Right there tells you, right, it was just a fucking tool for them to persecute and to gain, you know, political advantage.
And it was a well-known thing within the administration.
Like, you're acting like that's not everything.
Well,
no, that's fair, but we're talking,
does that about, look at gun
that's
control.
That's fair, but we're specifically talking about the war
gun
on drugs.
Control. Yeah.
Not the war on guns today.
That's true.
But it's all, how about global warming?
No. Not that either.
Maybe we talk about that every day.
Hey, come on, let's talk about it.
So hang on now. Hang on, guys. If we all agree pot should be legal, correct?
Everything should be legal.
So
not just
what
pot.
Age should kids be able to go into the pharmacy and buy a joint or an eighth bag? This has come from Tyler Wallace in the chat. He wants to know what age should weed be legal.
I'm going to say 18.
18. So you think 18 is a good age? Even 18. Though like there have been studies that say that your brain's not fully developed until 25.
Yeah, well, a fully developed brain.
I'm just saying. No, I mean, I'm just saying.
What was the age you first
said? I'm devil's advocate.
What was the age first? My brain's not fully developed.
I think I was 14 or 13 the first time I smoked weed.
The first time?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I was younger than that.
It's 8.
But my point
is. You were there.
I don't recall.
You didn't smoke. You were high. I smoked before you did.
Did you smoke marijuana before you got your cherry busted?
Yeah. Wow. Actually, yes.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yep. 100%, okay. Man.
All right. You're cool, man.
Busted, though. That's like big thing happened. No. It went away. The cherry went away.
So you think 18,
did you regrow the cherry?
No.
Do you still have your hymen?
My hymen?
Yeah.
My butt hymen.
It's none of your business. Yeah, no shit. My butt hymen's well intact. Not yours, Armand. Your anus.
Your anus hymen.
Nah, mine's
your
are,
anus
mine's been
hymen,
busted.
Armand.
Luar, you bastard, you.
AJ says, I was 14. I smoked pot before cigarettes. Anus.
Wow, that's smart.
Smart. You should smoke, in my opinion, I'm not a doctor, so don't listen to me, but I think you should smoke pot over cigarettes. You just roll up 20 joints before you leave the house. And every time you want to smoke a cigarette, just
20 joints, huh?
20 joints, and then just go smoke a joint.
So that's a half ounce.
Yeah, no, I know. You have to be rich to quit cigarettes.
Tonga rolls.
I'll tell you what. Whenever I quit smoking cigarettes, I probably tripled my weed use. Tripled.
Did you roll your own cigarettes?
Jesus fucking Christ, for real?
Tonga rolls her own cigarettes.
Actually, that's pretty
cool. Yeah, she saves a lot of money doing
that. Oh, yeah, you totally do. Does she have one of those machines that goes and packs, or does she just fucking roll them?
I think she's got the machine.
She got yellow fingers?
No.
How does she not have yellow fingers then? Everybody who rolls.
She got the machine.
Everybody who rolls their own, she's still got to load it with tobacco.
I don't know.
What the fuck does that have? That's not from that. Your fingers don't get yellow from that.
Yes, they do.
It's from the cigarette sitting there and the smoke rolling up your finger.
Isn't that? Yeah, isn't
that's 100% what it's from.
How do you explain the tips of people's fingers?
Watch
the very
somebody
tips
that
of.
Plays a game, playing games with a cigarette in their hand right there. Look at their
I don't disagree
finger.
With that.
That's exactly what it's from.
I got to go with Eric.
100%.
He seems to know his vapors.
Fine. Fair.
All right.
I think you're both wrong, but it doesn't matter. This is a democracy. So I am wrong.
But do you guys agree
I'm
everything
not
should be?
Nate.
Are we disagreeing on what should be legal? I say everything.
All of it. Well, anybody's got any objection to everything being legal in the chat?
What's the downside?
Anyway, email us at info at
Look at Switzerland. Was it Switzerland in the 80s, I believe it was? It legalized all drugs.
How about Holland? Aren't the Netherlands? Isn't Amsterdam?
No, they're not completely. But okay. Switzerland, they had a huge problem with heroin addiction in the 80s.
Okay.
So instead of doing like an eradication program like we do in America where we try to get rid of the supply, get rid of the dealers, get rid of the drug, they opened up all kinds of free clinics for heroin abusers where they would give them metered amounts of the drug,
right?
Clean needles, a shower, a place to sleep, social workers to try to reform them. They had a 75% success rate of taking these addicts who come to these places into getting a new job and going back into society. 75%. They didn't go to jail.
I believe it, sure.
They didn't go to prison for 10 years and disrupt their families.
I was a drug addict and didn't do none of that. Didn't even lose my job.
Well, now we got the book. Wouldn't you say that most of the homeless people are probably some kind of substance abuser? Well, how would you end up on the...
Crazy.
In this day, yeah, but probably more substance abuse.
Three child support payments, alimony, and a minimum wage job. You're fucked. You can't afford anything. You're done. You got to live on the streets. 100%.
Are you
100%.
Kidding? What about government subsidized housing?
They can take 50% of your check, dude. And if you only make $300 a week, 50% of that's $150.
You're better off not working.
You go to jail for not paying the bills that you have. The child support, the alimony, you go to jail for that shit.
Even if you don't have a job.
Even if you don't have a fucking job, they take you to jail. Yes, 100%.
Well, I don't know how many homeless people are, you know, deadbeat dads, but...
Well, I'm just saying. I think you can become a homeless person from being a deadbeat.
You got to look at it from Eric's eyes. Everything results back to him paying child support.
No, it doesn't. Fuck off.
Everything does.
So we make that illegal.
Keep the drugs
legal. Child support, illegal. Okay.
I like this fucking guy.
There you go. That's easy.
I'm gonna have to disagree. Child support's a good thing.
It is a good thing for some people.
Yeah, children are a bad thing. Get rid of the children, you get rid of the support.
Well, no, I like my kid too, but...
Well, he just had a new one. Are you going to keep it or take it back?
Take it back.
If that were an option?
Go back home.
If it were ugly, I'd take it back.
If it were an option, I would consider it.
Listen to him.
I love that kid.
Your wife's going to kill you.
She probably would kill me, man.
All right.
Just being honest. We're not here to be honest. Fucking having a kid is hard, Armand. You never had a kid, have you?
I wouldn't know, but no.
AJ said he was exploring, and I'm saying he... Wait a minute. It could be a she. Was exploring her sexuality, my sexuality with girlfriends at 12.
Wow.
How did we get on that?
Man, we were talking about sex.
Oh, okay. I'm like, wow, that was all kind of like fucking random.
12?
Wow.
Man. Damn.
Indeed. Let's see. What else
we got? I salute you.
What about, why do you think drugs are illegal currently still? Why do you think society hasn't caught up with it?
I think
and reverse the because
here's
of the past.
here's my because the Democrats wouldn't want it because it makes them seem like they're soft on drugs. They can't have that because that you know then they'd be the party of.
I kind of agree with you there. It's not so much that they're being soft on it now. I think it's that they would have to admit that they were wrong in the first place or had lost a war on drugs. You know, the ego's involved in saying, you know, that what we did for all this time was wrong.
Well, there's big
and it didn't work.
Well, there's big money in it too. I mean, you know, police. Let's put
prison systems for profit.
The main thing though is the police love it, and here's why: because it's easy to bust a drug dealer, right? And not only you get the label of being really tough on drugs, tough on crime, right? Which is really low hanging fruit, crime, right?
Sure.
And you can be a judge and say how tough you are on criminals, etc.
And
all these convictions you get if you're the DA and all this. And on top of all that, you can confiscate shit like their van, their house, everything
all
else.
All of that, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, this everything.
Is, why would they not, you know, there's big profit in this. And then you don't
this
have
isn't
to solve
supposed to be a government
murders.
By the people and for the people. Why would the people who we are supposedly creating a government by us, of us, continually persecute us?
Because the government isn't us.
Yeah.
It's not comprised of us.
What country
do
you live in?
It doesn't work for us.
Obviously.
Right.
But what I'm saying is if you look at this, which is more or less now propaganda of a government by the people and for the people, Declaration of Independence?
Yeah, of the people, by the people, for the people.
Constitution.
Right. Well, I know Gettysburg Address.
Or Gettysburg Address. Yeah, one of these fucking old fucking speeches. Any which way.
One of these meaningless oratories.
At this point, it is a meaningless oratory.
But look at what they're not solving. You know, like 75% of murders go unsolved. Rapes are probably close to 100%.
Armand would know.
You know, okay. But they're going to bust a drug dealer, and wow, look at how tough I am on crime.
That guy was selling
now,
some
the
pot.
Republicans are the opposite. They don't want, because they have all the evangelicals on their side, and they can't be these godless.
We
can't have a bunch of godless drug addicts, so they're going to lose votes.
A lot of statistics, actually.
They're hypocrites, too.
On the mass incarcerations in the United States due to this.
Give us some figures.
Let me bring this up on the stream here. This is a new feature
we're doing this week.
We're
going to break in the new feature.
Turn this on here.
What did you say?
Have you seen this, Eric? Look at this.
My highness? I have seen it.
My highness.
I can just look right here. again, 30 seconds, yeah, and I'll see it again.
Yeah, but everybody sees that.
So first and foremost, world incarceration rates, United States obviously leads it. 666 people incarcerated per 10,000 people of the population.
Camera's right there.
Oh. You can't see him, Armand.
I know, I'm waving to Eric.
Oh, good Lord.
He sees me.
Oh, I got to turn this thing back off because it's just too much gold.
All right.
And there's a disproportionate racial disparity on the people that are in.
Naturally.
So the U.S. population is primarily 60% white. We're talking maybe 15 to 20% Latino. And
13% black, I believe. 12.8.
Roughly. Yeah. Hugely white. So people in state prisons for drug use equal across the board at about 10% of each of those, each 10% of the populations. Are each of those. So you would think it would be proportionately white, but it's not the case. People in federal prison for drug offenses, whites are actually the minority. The majority of people in federal prisons are Latino for drug offenses, and secondly, black people. What's going on? You got somebody in chat being...
We're not on a spinning ball. I don't know if you knew that.
Somebody bringing up Flat Earth.
Again.
For what? This is not the time for Flat Earth.
Yeah, maybe the guy's high.
Anyway, continue.
All right. How about some facts supporting the fact that mass incarceration is destroying families?
Yeah.
2.7 million children are growing up in U.S. households in which one or more parents are incarcerated.
2.7 million?
Two-thirds of these parents are incarcerated for nonviolent crimes, including a substantial portion who are incarcerated for drug law violations. Nonviolent, only because we made a substance illegal to possess, own, or sell.
This kid's dad ain't here.
Or mom. And I know in California, it's like, what, $50,000 a year to incarcerate a prisoner?
Well, we came out an average in America was 25.
25. California's probably double. Yeah. Okay, let's say 25. Okay, so look at that money that's gone. And all the money we spend on interdiction, which doesn't do shit.
It's true. So how about this one? 1 in 9 black children has an incarcerated parent.
Wow.
We already know the stats about how many people.
That's.
Compared to 1 in 28 Latino children have the same.
Have one parent.
Compared to 1 in 57 white children have a parent.
So 1 in 9 black kids has a parent. Think about it like this.
If you're in an all
six
black.
Six times as many.
Let's look at his kids. You know, classroom, 28 kids. We'll say that, right? It's a filled up classroom.
If they were all Mexican, there'd
be
one.
Let's say 27. One out of three kids in your classroom have a parent in jail if you're a black kid. In the same Latino class, one of them. It would take, in two full classes of white children, only one of them would have a parent.
In two full classes.
In two full classes.
Whereas the one class of black kids has three.
Three. And in two full classes, only one white kid.
But if there are 27 people in there, the odds are very good that two of them have the same birthday.
Yeah, it's
We've done
weird.
That. We talked about
pretty
that.
Weird.
Yes. So you can win that bar bet. Don't take that bet if somebody wants to bet you.
Well, how about this little collateral consequence of mass incarceration
later,
here
later.
On my little thing? You guys are seeing this on the stream now, but... Punishment for a drug law violation is not only meted out by the criminal justice system, but is also perpetuated by policies denied. What?
They're not seeing shit on the stream.
Why? Is it not there?
Oh, really?
Look at that.
That's what the stream's saying?
You're behind, man.
Oh.
You got to be behind.
All
right. Yeah, I'm seeing the right thing here on mine.
I am totally behind.
Okay. You fucker. Let me get back to where I was here.
We're talking about, yes, we're...
Oh, Eric. Possession or punishment for a drug law violation is not only meted out by the criminal justice system. It goes on to say it is also perpetuated by policies denying child custody, voting rights, employment, business loans, licensing, student aid, public housing, and other public assistance to people with criminal convictions. So what they're saying is you get arrested for drugs. Not only are you just, you know, getting criminal fucking time, you know, time in jail.
Yeah.
Now you fucked up. You're not going to get child support. Like if you were owed child support and you're a mother who was convicted, you might not get child support.
Can't vote.
You can't vote if you had the felony version of it. You can't get employed because you have a drug. Right. You can't get a loan because you have a drug conviction. There's so many things that are outside the criminal justice system that fuck you over just because of that. How about this?
There's people that can't get their government assistance because they can't pass a weed drug test. You know what I mean? They're kicking people off of food stamps and shit like that because they can't. They're drug testing welfare applicants now. You know what I mean? And people who can't pass for weed get kicked off. I think it's kind of fucked up. Let's just, you know, go with what he was saying.
I got a whole bunch of, like, you guys can see it on the stream here. There's a whole bunch of stats. We don't have to harp on it all day long. It's obvious that people of color are I'm not going to say targeted, maybe indirectly discriminated against.
I would
maybe even directly discriminated against.
But I think that's kind of a vicious cycle because basically, you know, most Latinos and blacks are poorer on right. average. And
that's a fair point.
The socioeconomic factors.
So you'd say it's more class warfare. What was
it? Well, they lead to depression and things like that, where people go to drugs. I mean, that's why they do drugs.
Was it that Dave Chappelle special watched earlier? They said it's this targets basically black people and poor white people.
Yeah. Right. The poorer you are, I think the more likely you are to do drugs to get away from, at least for a while.
Well, think about this. It was the war on crack in the 80s, right? Right? Okay. It was primarily inner city.
Crack was huge.
Inner city black people.
Rich white people would probably do coke, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course they would.
Or freebase sense.
And they'd get away with it.
Which is basically
what do we have now? We have an opioid crisis.
Yeah.
Because they're all, this is a white people problem for the majority. Yeah, this is Dave Chappelle.
It's an epidemic, yeah.
You made a good point.
A much different thing than a war is a crisis when you're, you know, I mean, and it's, we didn't dub them that.
Well, yeah, you're fighting against the black people on crack versus the white people have a crisis with heroin. We need to get them off the heroin. Kill the blacks with the crack. They're fucking scourge. It's just a point of view.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But again, you're 35 years removed since then. So,
yeah, I mean, man, it is what it is.
What about the CIA supposedly having fed the black population's crack, created crack, right, and made sure they had plenty of it in the...
Switchback. I can go with that.
Yeah, good idea.
I can go with that. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like...
that?
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
Well, it might surprise you to learn recently that the CIA, well, as of the late 90s, had 1997, I believe, had done their own internal investigation and found no link between the CIA and the crack epidemic.
Wait, so hang on. They investigated themselves and found they didn't deal drugs.
That is correct.
So, I mean...
I'll buy that.
Okay.
I mean, why would they want to lead you astray?
Why would they lie anyway, right? Like, if they did it, they would just tell the truth.
I agree.
Of course.
It's the CIA we're talking about.
That's what spies do.
Right.
They're very honest people.
Bet they are.
Huh. Wow. Right. Fucking CIA gets to investigate themselves, huh?
Well, I think this is more of an indictment of government in general. That's why I say get rid of it.
What about on the other end of not just prison for profit? What about treatment for profit on drug... on people who are addicted to drugs, you know what I mean?
100%.
Like, for instance, methadone clinics who love to get subsidized or who get subsidized by the government for the amount of people they have in there.
Per state, yeah. They fill those slots. It's just like the prison system. You know,
exactly
once the
right.
slots are full, they get max.
They have to keep them full.
Yeah.
They want their $100 per seat or whatever
so
it is.
It's more than that. They have a contract, just as the prison systems do. It's a contract with the state that says we will keep this prison X percent full at all times, period. And if we don't, we owe you money.
So if they don't keep, say, 75% of their seats full in the methadone clinic,
exactly,
or whatever it is, X amount of seats,
yeah. Well, so
then they lose out on subsidization.
I can't say that for them. They lose subsidization, but I can't say it for they owe the money. But for the prisons definitely are in contracts with private people that if they don't keep the X amount of fucking jails full, which is are then in cahoots with the judges that send them, which judges have already been convicted and indicted of this, sending them to certain places. They'll take kids from inner city neighborhoods and just send them up fucking state to these certain prisons. Boom, boom, boom. Fill them the fuck up.
Big money.
I'm gonna coin a term here. The anti-drug industrial complex. What do you think about that?
Yeah, yeah.
But the whole
it's
machine,
multifaceted,
the
though.
Machine for prosecuting the lawyers and judges that need their jobs. Everybody involved with that. Border patrol and everything for keeping, you know, and keeping drugs from crossing our border. There's a huge fucking amount of money to be made there. Policing, again, with the DEA, make sure all these guys have jobs. If drugs weren't illegal, you'd have no need to spend that. These people want to keep their jobs.
You know what they spend on that? It's like $5 billion a year is the operating budget for the DEA or something like that. Yeah,
it's insane amounts.
They give there $2.7 million now a year.
Well, I mean, it's not a government program, is it?
They get funding for it,
sure,
but it's, I don't know if it's a government program.
The point is, it is more or less like the military industrial complex where they got to keep the machine rolling. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If without drugs being illegal, without people getting arrested, us, you know, our people who run this fucking trade, we don't have jobs.
I think
now.
War on drugs is the perfect word for it because it's exactly like the military industrial complex where we need another fucking war.
It's just a different army.
We have to have a
it's
war.
It's just a different army.
Different army. Different people you're fighting against.
And they buy their fucking guns, so to speak, from, you know that whole part of it. It's very, very similar
to an
actual war.
That's why I keep asking, what if you legalize everything? How could it be any worse? I can't imagine anybody saying.
It would be better.
What about the asshole Reagan? Whose policy, he got rid of the whole
the
policy.
ACTA?
Yeah, the ACTA. Ronald Reagan, the ACTA. But his policy wasn't stop the supply. It was target the user.
Target the user.
Stiff fines, jail sentences. If they're not around to buy it, then they won't bring it in. That was his
thought. Don't worry about the drug dealer.
No, it was stop the user.
Target the user.
The fuck I found that to
how
be
does
so
that
shitty.
Even make fucking sense? You know what I mean?
Well, look Reagan what they're doing really in the Philippines.
Oh, Philippines is even more hardcore.
They've killed like 12,000.
16,000 people have died since 2016 on this.
For what? What?
The Philippines.
Dealers, users.
They're killing motherfuckers?
Yeah. And the president over there was quoted saying something along the lines of, are we supposed to worry about these fucking criminals over our own people who are the victims of this?
Well, they are their own people.
Well, exactly right. But they're saying the criminals, we're not going to worry about them. They're criminals. If they die, they die. Basically, you know, I'm summarizing, but then they're killing them like fucking crazy over there.
Just popping them in the head on the street or public execution?
That's Dirty Harry, right? They call him Dirty Harry. What's his name?
Oh, fuck, I don't remember his name.
What's going
on? Filipino president.
The Filipino president. That's the guy. That's what he wants to get rid of.
So the electric chair? Are they cutting their heads off in the streets?
I think they throw them out of airplanes.
Rodrigo Duterte.
Firing them?
Duterte.
Duterte, yeah. Duterte Harry, yeah, they call him.
Firing squad? What?
Throw them out of helicopters?
No, man. Fucking
Get the fuck out.
Basically murder squads.
Scarface style.
Take them out over the ocean. Toss them out.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you could technically live from that, right?
I don't know how high. Out the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
I mean, it's their sharks.
Yeah, if the fall doesn't kill you, good luck.
How big of a fall would it take to kill you? You think?
Not that far.
Really?
That water's not that forgiving.
I think I could jump off the bridge in Alton. Many people jumped off of it to kill themselves, but I think I could jump off.
I would survive. I would totally survive.
It's only about 100 foot.
It's not that, though. It's the current that'll fucking get you.
I'm a good swimmer.
It'll drag you.
I think they're higher than that.
We're not talking about a lion and a sword here.
We're not talking about what?
A lion and a sword here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a couple people have survived jumping. The Golden Gate Bridge is where everyone went to commit suicide.
So if you can survive that, you're going to survive the Alton Bridge.
Yeah, but not many.
I'm something of a special person. What about
go ahead. I'll give you $10.
What about politicians you want to keep it illegal? For the simple fact, they're getting kickbacks from Big Pharma.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They'll come in, lobby, you know, Big Pharma come in and lobby, fucking spend thousands, millions of dollars making sure drugs stay illegal so they can continue to sell their fucking drugs to either, you know, like Xanaxes and shit like that, or your drugs like Suboxone or Methadone that they create just to keep drug users filled. You know what I mean?
I do.
That
I make do. It sense? Somebody made a joke one time, and it was even like a meme on Facebook. It said, we should have all congressmen wear like NASCAR-style jackets so that we can tell who's sponsoring them, who's giving them the fucking money. You know, Pfizer, yeah. Mallinckrodt, fucking, you know.
I get it. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because like, fuck, you'd know who was in their, whose pocket they were in.
Well, I think we all know this is completely filthy.
Does
it surprise anybody that this is what's going on?
Here's some statistics straight out of the. This is from drugpolicy.org. The amount spent annually in the U.S. on the war on drugs is $47+ billion. And that's at a federal level, too. So if you start thinking about what's locally spent on state and local level, it's much higher. The number of arrests in 2017 in the U.S. for drug law violations, 1.632 million. The number of drug arrests that were for possession only, 1.4 million. 85% of drug arrests were just for possession.
That's fucked.
That kind of weird, though. If you think about it, that means 15% of the drug culture is not just users. It's higher than I thought it would be. You know what I mean? So that gives you basically a what? A 1-7 ratio for users to drug user or drug pusher.
But you don't know that that's all that they're encountering in. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
but
is it just user and dealers? All you're saying is in that those statistics.
Well, not just dealers. There's also smugglers and whatever else. But
traffic, yes.
Manufacturer.
Middlemen.
Yeah.
Well, I think we all agree this is, besides being totally futile, it's profitable for a lot of people.
2017, number of people arrested for marijuana law violation. Give me a thought. Just what do you think?
750,000.
What you got?
1 million.
659,000 people arrested for marijuana in 2017. Arrested, not just ticketed
or
fined.
Talking 2 years ago, guys. 650,000.
The amount of those, that 659,000 that was for possession only. 599,000, 90.8% was only possession. Not just dealing or whatever. Just having marijuana was enough to get you arrested. I wonder how much of that percentage was of a small amount, not like a large
amount.
Think
about if they make $200 off every arrest for, right? It's what it is for possession of cannabis.
For the fine.
$200, you're fine. Then your court cost. But either way.
Well, that's $60 million right there. But
there you go. Why the fuck would they want to? You
know?
Money.
Something like the fuck, I don't know. Let's see. Percentage of people arrested for drug violations who are black or Latino, 46.9%, despite only making up 31.5% of the U.S. population.
Huh. So they make
up. But I think we talked about that, though. I mean, if you're poor and white, you're probably going to.
That's fair.
I think a lot of that has to do with, you know.
No, it's just seeing that number written down really makes it feel real.
I'm sure there is that element to it, too. But
how about this? Number of people in the U.S. who died from an accidental drug overdose in 2017. Any guesses?
Accidental drug overdose?
2017.
27,000.
Well, it's more than that, I think. It's more like 60,000.
72,000. Yeah. You had it reversed there.
Yeah. What's that?
You had it reversed, 72 versus 27.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Your dyslexia again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My dyslexia kicked in for a sec.
Anything else worth talking about here? Number of people killed in Mexico's drug war since 2006. 200,000+ people.
Yeah, easy.
Which is more than all of the deaths in Afghanistan and Iraq, both,
a hell of a lot more
both
than
civil,
that.
Both wow. civilian and military.
No matter the side?
No matter
that's
which
more
side.
More than we lost in Vietnam and
Son
Korea.
Of a bitch.
And probably almost since World War I.
This is in this is actually in 11 years at this point. Yeah. This is a 2017 article. 200,000 people. That's almost 20,000 people a year being murdered over the drugs.
Over drugs. From the cartels, right?
Right. Well, in Mexico's drug war. So it could be people from the cartel side killing people, or people from the fucking military or the policia, the federales, killing drug-related people.
James in the chat says he got busted for weed paraphernalia years ago and literally changed his name on his resume from James to Jay to secure a job. He said he went along with it and was called Jay every day for 2 years.
Nice going.
Do what you got to do.
Good play. Yeah. I like it. Good play. Yeah.
Estimated makes tax sense. Revenue that drug legalization would yield annually if currently illegal drugs were taxed at rates to those compared to alcohol and tobacco. What do you think nationwide we can make per year if all drugs were legal and we tax them?
So what'd they say? Colorado made how many billion for their first year or whatever? At least, oh, they had $1 billion profit in the 1 year.
I don't know what they made.
And that was just pot.
A fuck ton of money.
$30 billion.
$30 billion in a year?
$30 billion. Illegal drugs for tax.
I'm going to go 40.
$40 billion. $40 billion going once.
$37 billion.
$58 billion is the estimated amount of money we could have if currently illegal drugs. Think about this. Let's take that $58 billion we've taxed, right? And then add that to the amount of people that we, or the amount of government money not spent on the war on drugs.
Probably more like $100 billion.
$100 billion easy, probably. What did we say earlier? $47 billion spent on the war on drugs every year. Add that to that $58 billion, you're at $110 billion, $115 billion.
Right extra.
There. We're extra every extra. Year. Well, obviously, you can't just cut cold turkey on the war on drugs, so to speak. But, you know, after 10, 15 years, you can get most of that gone and moved into more like treatment programs rather than...
Right. Or you give them... I'd say give them the drugs. You know, you have a clinic. You go to the... You can take your heroin or whatever. Hopefully, we can wean you down. But hopefully. At least you know you're getting a dosage.
At least we're trying rather than putting you in prison.
Yeah.
They've recognized alcohol as a possible addiction for what? Since the 70s, I think, is whenever they first started to recognize it, or 60s. They said it was actually an addiction, was a disease.
And a bad alcoholic, that's a bad thing to be around.
Did they start
than being a heroin addict.
Not just alcohol. The addiction itself was a disease. And yet we are not trying to treat them. We are putting them in prison.
Putting them in prison for something we're recognizing as a disease.
Right.
That there blows my mind,
Plus,
too.
I mean, like I said, we all know alcoholics, and they're living reasonable life. They go to work, they do their job, they come home, have 4 or 5 martinis, and go to bed. And
some of them.
That's not an alcoholic.
We're that's kind of an alcoholic.
I think it is.
By how about that guy who goes out every day or more, who's what? Only
18 beers minimum a day?
I could talk about an uncle I have who spent the entire part of his adult life not having a taxable job, who made his money day to day basically by scrapping or
stealing or selling
weed. And that's all he did. And he drank beer like, 36 beers a day.
36 beers a day every day.
He's actually a good excuse, though. He wasn't really disabled from it. He was like, he's a good alcoholic.
Well, but he went to jail and biggest bust in Bond County for all them bells of weed.
He had 3 tons of weed, but that was no big deal.
But how much does it cost? A case of beer is like $12, right? If you get the cheap shit?
If you get the cheap shit.
Okay, 20 bucks a day.
18 Budweiser is about $14, $15. 36 of them, you're looking at $30.
Yeah, real alcoholics don't drink Budweiser.
Yeah.
They don't have
Uncle
a job
Tom
anymore.
Did.
They don't.
They're drinking red, white, and blue.
He had a good scamming job. Not scamming job, a hustle. He was a hustler. But a real alcoholic's you're talking whatever the cheapest beer they got,
yeah,
fucking Schlitz Checkers.
Malt liquor or whatever.
Schlitz is too expensive.
Pabst.
Okay, we're talking whatever like your local
store. Rhinelander.
Pabst.
Yeah, like
when
the
we're in college,
their brand.
Old Mill Yucky.
Red, white, and blue.
I liked Old Milwaukee best.
Old Milwaukee's fucking terrible, dude.
I used to like Keystone, too. It was cheap. I'd pay $5 for a 12-pack when I was 18.
That,
Rhinelander
man,
Rhinelander used to be $4 a case. I remember in college.
Really?
Yeah, you kill your taste buds with a 6-pack of Bud, and then you drink Rhinelander all night.
Oh, yeah, because you're already fucked up.
Yeah, you're already dead. Yeah, who cares?
You're already dead.
Well, your taste buds are dead.
How about this consequence of the war on drugs? When's the last time you went and fucking didn't feel like an asshole for buying Sudafed?
You can't, because they make you give your fucking ID like you're a fucking...
Oh, do they? See, I don't buy that, but
you know how cold medications...
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
anything with, what is it?
Ephedrine.
Ephedrine.
Ooh, Red Dog, I remember that.
Anything with ephedrine in it, now you got to be fucking on a list, basically. Which I get. People are going in and smurfing that shit out to make meth. But you know what the war on drugs just did for meth and making all that shit behind the counter? They found different chemicals And they can still make the same meth.
Yeah, they'll always.
Just like in Breaking Bad.
Do it more dangerously. You know, you hear meth labs blowing up all the time because people aren't doing it right. Imagine if they didn't have to do that, though.
To be fair, yeah, but those are mostly your shake and bake idiots.
Right. We wouldn't have those if we had.
You familiar with shake and bake? It's where these idiots have figured out how to take a 2-liter bottle, put all your mixes inside of a 2-liter bottle, and shake it.
Set it. Let it roll.
Not usually, but they blow up a fair amount of time.
I can imagine. Yeah. That's pretty volatile stuff.
I had a buddy
stuff.
Went to prison for it.
For shaking bacon?
The guy that called me earlier in there? Yeah.
Bummer. He's still calling you for going to jail after shaking bacon.
Yeah.
What a dipshit.
Hey, man. He was a friend for a long time, even before the shaking bacon thing.
Yeah, I feel you.
All right, well.
You start shaking bacon, I'm going to have a hard time answering your calls.
Duh.
I don't know. What would you think
he's
would happen?
Out of jail.
Okay, what if at the next Democrat debate, somebody came out and said, we're going to legalize all drugs.
You know what?
I think
if Bernie Sanders comes out and says, I want to legalize, I'm still not voting for him.
I am.
But, I mean, what do you think? It would get him votes or lose him votes?
I think it's
get him votes, but, you know, it's so weird these days.
It's the back-to-future thing. It's like, you guys aren't ready for that yet, but your kids are going to love it.
I think it's different than that, though. Whenever you start bringing out these issues like this, and our society is still evolving. Every year, we're going to see year-over-year increases in the amount of voters coming out. For whatever issues we see, you have the great polarizer known as Donald Trump coming out. Every year-over-year now, you're going to see more and more people coming out to vote.
Yeah,
because just because somebody says something about drugs, yeah, they might get a little bit of an upkick.
Well,
I don't think that's going to be as big as it used to be.
Gary Johnson gave that one talk show host a bunch of shit about it when they were talking about it. He's like, oh, yeah, what? I might have smoked some marijuana or something before the show or something like that. I mean, Gary Johnson was known for, he didn't.
Right, he was
Bernie
a liberal.
Sanders was, so, like, I mean, it's getting where damn near half of the candidates were for at least just pot.
How many of these fucking candidates, though, are using it just for that specific thing Armand said for that bump?
All of them.
Yeah, none of them really give a fuck.
All of them, yeah.
None of them smoke weed for the most part. None of them have ever fucking snorted cocaine.
Fuck, George Bush did.
Well, he's a different guy. You gotta love George. And I guess Bill Clinton probably smoked a little weed. He didn't exhale or whatever.
Obama inhaled and exhaled. He said. Yeah. He said, well,
Kamala Harris, she's Jamaican. She had to smoke.
That's not necessarily true.
That's
just because
she's they make you in that
hey,
country.
Hey, man, I'm Jamaican. She said that. I'm just quoting her.
Okay.
I did not exhale.
That's pretty good.
I did not have sex with that lady, Monica Lewinsky.
I'm trying to think about here. What other?
Right. Anyway, I don't know. I don't know if it would garner any. I think it'd be about Wash though. For all the votes you get from people that say, yeah, that makes a hell of a lot of sense. You're gonna get the opposite side that's gonna say, you know, no, we can't. I'm impossible to do that.
Yeah, the moralists, more or less. Yeah.
After we go off the air right here, real quick, in the YouTube chat, I want to get a running total of everybody that's left. If you think that. All drugs, I'm not just saying one individual one, yes or no, legal or no?
I want to follow up with that. If there was one drug that you thought shouldn't be legal,
what
would that be?
Heroin.
I can't even think of it.
Heroin and cocaine are
I don't
the
think
same.
Heroin. I don't think heroin and cocaine should be illegal.
I don't think it should be legal.
Fentanyl. Fentanyl shouldn't be in normal people's hands.
It's the same fucking thing, dude.
Yeah, well.
Same exact. It's not exact same thing, but it's the same fucking thing.
It's much more concentrated is my problem.
Yeah, but that's why it should be legal, because as illegal, you start spiking shit with it and everything. That's when you kill people. That should be the regulator of all, you know, I would think.
Let's see. How about this? All drugs should be legal, except you can't, like, should there be restrictions on any of them? Like so everything's legal, but you can only have X amount of heroin, or you can only have X amount of marijuana. That be a thing? Or do you think every one of them should be wide open?
Should be no regulation on it. Fuck it. Grow it, smell it, smoke it.
Well, I mean, I don't know about the...
Well, what about the storage of drugs then? So say heroin's completely legal. Do you have laws now for the storage of it to make sure children can't access it? Similar to what you have with standard over-the-counter medications medications.
They want penalties for that. Hey,
like,
but a handgun, aren't required by law in your house to keep your handgun in a safe if you've got kids. That's not a law.
States.
Right?
I don't know. I don't know what the laws are on that.
I don't know. I'm not a gun guy. I would think that you're not required to keep it in
a fucking
safe.
I don't know. I would also think that if you had a child and they found your gun and they shot themselves, you'd probably be open to some sort of prosecution.
If they had the law.
If it was
not against the law, why would you be...
Like child, whatever.
Endangerment?
Something like that. Not even a felony, right? Well, I don't know about felony, but I would think there's somebody's going
to
be...
They would probably try to get you for involuntary manslaughter is what they would try to get you with.
They're going
to
charge you with something, I'll bet.
Reckless endangerment.
What about those fuckers? And it's not a drug thing, but it's the same. It's along the same lines of those people who buy snakes, and the snake gets out and smothers their kid. You know what I mean?
They get prosecuted.
Yeah, they should. Don't you think?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's the same thing.
If you buy a dog and the dog chews the shit out of your kid to death.
That's a good question.
That's the same thing as a goddamn snake suffocating your kid. Same exact thing.
That's a good point, man. That's a thinker.
I'm not sure though. I mean, an IV drug, you know, a 3-year old's going to, you know, abuse an IV drug like heroin.
All they got to do is lick the fucking heroin.
More dangerous.
Like they find heroin powder,
fentanyl,
or even heroin powder. You fucking lick 2-3 good licks from the bag or whatever. Like, ugh, candy. They're dead.
Well, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then you're going to buy
same thing with cocaine. Oh, fucking candy, but sugar. Oh, it doesn't taste like it, but whatever.
Why? Can't it be fucking
bitter beer face?
Well, do people
slobbering everywhere?
Well, you know what? It's a
mouth
big,
all numb. I don't love that one.
We already got that problem though now, but you know, because like most of these teenagers that are getting addicted, they're breaking into their parents' drug cabinet or going into their bathroom and grabbing their opioids.
Parents, grandparents, that's anybody in the family.
That's a readily available that you're, right. You don't have to go out and purchase it from a fucking drug dealer.
That's where they're getting
it. You go to your buddy's mom's house, go in the fucking bathroom and take her Vicodin right out of the cabinet.
We used to find dad's Playboys. Now they're going to the opioids.
It's more than that. So you're saying I'm going to take the Vicodin. But you know what? They'll take anything they can get. Any drug they can get their hold of because they can now trade it. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, it's got a value, yeah.
Right. So anything they can get, once you need the drug like that, anything you get a hold of. And I'm not saying every drug addict is going to fucking, you know, milk blood,
saying every drug addict will do that.
Every drug addict.
Yes.
I don't know. One more question before we finish this up here. Do you guys at all think marijuana is addictive?
I think so.
I never smoked it.
I think so.
I don't know, man, because, like, I'm kind of torn between that because I really like to get high.
Right.
I don't know if I'm addicted to it or not. Addicted to cigarettes for sure.
Would you be crabby without it?
Yeah, I don't think you have withdrawal.
After a while, probably crabby,
would you be
but
like,
no
it's
withdrawal.
It's been a long fucking day. Yeah, I'm out of weed. I can't get any weed. It's been 3 weeks since I can get my fucking weed.
That was yesterday. I went to bed without smoking a joint.
That's horrible.
I think it would have certain personality effects.
On certain people, I agree.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've seen it. I'm not going to name names. But I have certain wives out there who get really cranky whenever there's not, you know.
Oh, boy. Man, listen, a high wife's a happy wife.
Yeah, high wife is a happy wife. Very good, Armand. That's true. All right. Well,
that's why we used to give them Demerol, our patients, because, you know, it's not a real,
calm them down.
It's not a painkiller per se, but you don't give a shit.
Yeah,
let it hurt, man. It's cool.
I don't care.
Hurt me some more, doc. You know, we love that Demerol.
Long story short, we're on drugs is wasted fucking, what, at this point? If we're spending $50 billion
right.
a year
it's a waste.
For the last 50 fucking years.
For doing nothing.
Wait a minute. Armand's $50 billion a year for global warming that he's pissed off about, and you ain't upset about the guy.
No, it's a trillion a year. Are you kidding?
Oh, okay,
that's
mind.
A pittance never compared mind. To global warming.
Okay, never mind. I thought it was
global warming should be illegal.
A trillion.
Should be fucking outlawed. You should go to prison for
yeah, that you should be
in
prison
shit.
For.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us in the chat. We'll be back here in 5-10 minutes or so with the wrap-up show. We got a fuck ton
remember,
of voicemails today.
You remember the Your Brain on Drugs?
Oh, that was a great commercial. Remember that
yeah,
one?
Yeah, with the egg.
The egg. I got it. Basically, the guy in chat said they showed us what would happen to if you were on drugs. I'm like, wait, the fucking commercial.
That's right.
Yeah.
I remember that, sure.
Anyway.
All right, guys. We'll catch you here in about 5-10. Otherwise, download the next episode. A lot of you aren't doing it. Make sure you do. Check us out at SurrealTalkPodcast.com. Remember to vote in the poll. Join all of our social media. To basically just go to Google and type in Surreal Talk. You'll get every one of our outlets, except for maybe Snapchat. I don't know if it's had time to make it up there. Let's find out.
Okay,
nice. Fuck it. Find it out on your own. Google Surreal Talk Podcast and follow us up. Eric, you got anything else to add? It's good to be back after
it
this
is
last
good to be
three
back.
Weeks.
I had a lot of personal experience with this particular subject, but I chose not to share it again.
Today?
Today.
Yeah, well. I mean, we've all heard about your experiences with it.
Yeah,
there's no need
no
to
point
rehash.
No point.
We all know your fucking opinions on you know, the methadone clinics and all that. There's no need to go back.
Agreed.
Re-listen to every episode. Somewhere in there, Eric talks about it if you really want to hear it.
Grave Knight said he would elbow smash a nun if he were out of pot.
Elbow smash a nun.
Elbow
so
smash
that's addiction.
A nun. That's okay.
That's technically addiction.
Maybe he's addicted.
Yeah, that's technically addiction.
All right, thanks, guys. We appreciate it. We are out.
All right, catch you guys in a bit.
Please. Wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
Yeah.
This podcast was a presentation of lightupmedia.fm.